The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Melekalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you.
Is that from
the land where palm trees
Seth
sway.
Is really into this whole thing, right? Sounds great, by the way.
Here we know that Christmas will be green.
This was done by
bright.
Don Ho, wasn't it, Frankie Five Bros?
That's right.
A number of
yes.
Yeah. Listen.
Melekalikimaka is Hawaii's way.
Not easy to say. Not easy to say. Seth MacFarlane. Hey, Joe Piscopo. So I have in my hand, I have one, I got the espresso from the place where we get my French toast. And then, which is, we're not going to plug because I have to pay for it every single morning. And it's not cheap. And then that coffee machine makes really good stuff. By the way, none of this coffee is as good as Vinny Ricuglia's coffee. Vinny Ricuglia, when you want coffee, you go to an Undertaker. And this Undertaker makes the best coffee. I don't know how he does it.
What a commercial. Imagine.
The Undertaker's coffee. It'll wake up the dead.
Feeling dead. need a little boost.
But look at how I mix it. I mix up the coffee. I put in the French toast people coffee with my regular coffee, and then that really puts it in.
Right.
Do you know my father used to do that? God bless him. I'll never forget. When he would sit down, and Mom would always make him breakfast, by the way. See? I mean, when does that happen? When does you is that breakfast made for you? Oh, wait. Ow. Your wife makes you egg cups.
Well, yeah, but she makes them on Sunday for the week.
But that's
she actually
really
made
nice.
Me breakfast. She made me breakfast Saturday
You're
morning,
kidding.
Which is a shock.
You're
yeah.
kidding me.
I said to her, I said, what did I do? She said, yeah. I said, well, you know, you don't normally
no
make
one.
Breakfast.
No one cooks.
So I was
no
a
one.
Little...
So
I got annoyed though with her.
Because she cooked
well, because
for you?
I bought
only
this
you
new
would get, only your wife right. makes you breakfast and you're yeah. going to get annoyed with her.
I
but
bought
let me tell you what that right. first and see if you did this. So Mom would make soft boiled eggs. I remember this is like I knew he used to do this in the Army. Soft boiled eggs, and then he would put it in a cup. He'd have coffee and then a cup of something, and he would put like bread in the soft boiled egg, kind of mix it up. Now, my grandfather, his dad, and Uncle Benny, they would poke a hole in the egg and suck the egg dry, the raw egg. Do you ever hear that?
Wow.
The old timers? Oh, yeah, yeah. So my pop would have a very soft boiled egg like that, and then he would take the coffee, put it into the egg cup after he ate the egg, and then pour it back into the cup, like to get all the egg that he possibly
I like
can.
That. Wow.
It was every single morning. Every single morning. I think of my pop. So when I was doing the
That's
back
a lengthy
and forth.
Process, though. So you, I mean,
yeah,
it
really.
Is. It's not a quick, like, granola bar.
My father was so meticulous in everything he did. When he smoked, he would smoke one cigarette a day.
Discipline.
Yes. And he would go. We get in the Chrysler 300, and we scream up to Mountain
Avenue.
That's
tougher than smoking zero.
My dad would do it. And then they said smoking was bad, and he stopped. He didn't even think about it. And he would have Parliament, the recess filter. Mm-hmm. But back in the Army, he was smoking Camels. They were all smoking Camels, filterless like that. So he smoked one little thing, and he would put it. And he mostly put the cigarette down, and would just kind of the smoke would just kind of go away. But I remember that. So tell me, so why
I
would you?
Want new
if you're, let me give you a piece of advice, Mr. Gattullo,
sure.
if I may. And by the way. We do have a radio show. Don't let all of this shenanigans dissuade you from going anywhere else. Major Garrett's going to join us. Major has a new book called Mr. Trump's Wild Ride. The one, the only Mr. Congressman Peter King, who is just a great guy. We're going to talk about what's going on with the Saudi Arabia investigation, the Russia-Ukraine tensions and what's happening there. Curtis Ellis is joining us, Mike Gallagher, and Professor Alan Dershowitz. I was just thinking about him. He did such a great show with Tucker yesterday, and thank you, Frankie, for bringing Avi, my friend Avi, to the airwaves. Al, if your wife makes you breakfast, you say thank you, and if you think of something that's bothering you, you shut up your mouth. I'm just saying.
No, I don't do that.
what a surprise.
First thing I did was I did thank her for making breakfast, but she used brand new batter that I just bought, and we have two other batters
for pancakes.
I said, why did you use the new batter?
Listen, Frankie, the other two are open.
Use the one that's open.
You don't go there if your wife makes your breakfast.
No, that's wasteful. Now there's three different pancake batters open, none of which my son eats, and I only eat pancakes once a week.
I think you should leave her. I think you should take one of your platonic friends and leave her. Yeah. And when you're in a court of law in New Jersey, why did you leave her? Pancake batter, Your Honor. It was pancake.
That's right. How dare she?
It's like De Niro in Raging Bull with the steak. You're going to burn it! What does he say? I want him. What is the word? Frankie will know the lyric. He'll know the total.
I don't remember that. I've seen Raging Bull many times. I don't know.
Remember she was cooking the steak, you know?
Casino or The Godfather.
You want steak? Here's your steak. Boom! Here's your steak. You shouldn't, if your wife is kind enough. I should be so lucky to have a woman make me anything. Make me anything. Here,
but
nothing.
It's not complete because I used to make her breakfast all the time. Bring her a cup of coffee. Bring her the breakfast with everything all done.
So if she brought you a cup of coffee and she said to you, "You know, we have three other coffees open. And now, why would you bring me this coffee?"
I'm the only one who makes coffee in the house.
All right, but I
have an answer.
What did she say when you criticized her for using the wrong batter?
Really? That's the thanks? I said, but I did thank you. Just don't open the other batter.
You're the best.
We just bought it. Like, don't open it. Wait, put it. That's why I store it. Put it away. A rainy day.
I love you, man. But that, I don't know. You got to say. Sometimes you got to just kind of keep it close to your vest. Right? Am I wrong, Frankie Fabros?
No, I don't care. Right. How did we get a bug in this room?
It's hard to believe.
It's 160 degrees in this room, and there's a mosquito flying around.
Well, that's why, because it's so warm. Yeah. It's a mosquito? Don't tell me it's a mosquito, because I'm going to have to leave. Matt, make room for me over there with George, please.
Look at that woman in the MTA. Big rat came running at her. She jumped out of her
Where was that?
The
was
box in the subway.
Oh, that happened just recently?
Get it, Frank. Get it.
Okay, we're going to
get it.
Do we have a spray?
What would you like?
The anti-mosquito spray.
No, Duracin. We have Duracin. Don't we have Duracin?
Lysol.
Will you put that away? We're a Duracin company here. Look at your beer. Look at the beer he puts over there. This guy's got beer. You think he would...
Unlike some other people, he's not drinking it on the air. No.
That's right.
That's all I have. Don't leave it here because it'll be gone. It'll be gone.
Now, do you really think I would leave it here?
I have in my hand a Our Lady in Art. It's a religious calendar for 2019.
Very nice.
And it's about Mary, prayer of entrusting the church to Mary, Mother of God. I would just like to show you the beauty.
Thank you.
Praise Jesus.
I've seen her before.
I'm telling you. You're listening, and you think I'm nuts. I'm going to show it.
My mom would like that.
Not
for me.
She would?
Probably.
I will give it to your mom.
No, yes, that's not.
You want me to sign it? Hey, how are you? All the best.
She'll probably yell. What's he signing it for?
I'll sign it. I'll sign a Mary calendar.
I hope you don't die.
Die. Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. I too hope
But if you,
don't
you die. Do, Al's got it all covered.
Right.
It's all right.
Love Joe Piscopo. Thank you. Wow. Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you.
May you stay alive for at least a little while. But Al's got
it. Please, can you write that in there? May you stay alive for just a little while longer. And then the signing should be thoughts and prayers.
What did he say yesterday?
He said he doesn't want his mother to die because then he's going to have to deal with his sister.
Right,
right.
Please don't die just yet.
My sister will be screaming. Why didn't she get more in the will than me or whatever? Meanwhile, I'm not getting any.
And let me reiterate what I said yesterday, which is that if you're a listener that is, let's say, flirting with eternity. It is a very good time to stop. Don't make a mockery of this.
Sounds like Joe Franklin.
Flirting with eternity. That's not a mockery. Like
now is a very good time to redo your will to include your favorite morning show. And if you're not going to include your favorite morning show, then at least include
your favorite Sunday morning show.
Joe Piscopo, Al Cattullo, Frank Moreno, Debbie Duhan.
Someone's going to leave this guy a ton of money.
Us.
No, you're going to get it. And we're going to walk in. The chair's going to be empty. Where are you going to be?
Yeah,
and
I'm going to
get
it. Look at that. Kill it.
I got it. Don't move. I think I see it.
Kill it.
I got my eyes. Hold on. Is it on top of your mic or is that just
I ate it in my coffee.
Hold on.
Oh, there you go in your coffee. There it is.
I had it. Oh.
Did you get it?
Right.
Nope, you missed. It's up there. Yep. Bye. Bye, bug.
No, I had it. I could see it. I mean, with my old eyes, I could see
there
that.
There it
thing.
Is.
Deplorable condition.
Is it a mosquito? If it's a mosquito, we got a problem. Yeah. All right, get the do we have Durasan mosquito spray?
No,
we should be. We should drench ourselves in Durasan mosquito spray right now.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Come on, mosquitoes. You don't know what that thing's carrying in New York City. Are you kidding me?
But even just the discomfort of mosquito bites this time of year, who needs that?
I had two bites.
It's the only place where there are mosquitoes in winter.
Mosquito. Yeah. And I have two bites in it, so I had to get the Benadryl stuff that you put on there, you know, the little...
Why'd you get them over there?
Above
your chest. What's going on with you? Talking about my dreams.
It was a long weekend.
Sure it was.
No, I have like two bites. Like
you weren't in cold snack by any chance, were you?
Hey, I heard that could have been a mob hit. Remember, we broke it. We heard that we broke it here. My friend Colesnick said it could have been a mob hit, could have been Russian mob hit. And now, and Frankie goes, don't blame the Russians. We blame the Russians for everything.
Exactly.
No, but it turns out it was the guy, it was the brother who killed the two.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, maybe there was something shady going on.
He's saying not guilty. Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't say anything, but you never know. You never know.
No, I don't.
You don't think so?
I think the company was probably faltering. They needed the money. He needed the money, the brother, and the other brother didn't agree. And
Why would you kill your niece and nephew? I don't understand.
To cover it up, to make it look as if they were being targeted.
There's more to that story than I think.
I understand the guy's plan. But I understand it. But
yeah,
you
know, horrible.
Just don't
story.
Do
Talk
that.
About the deaths of the in that Colts neck. What a glorious town. I mean, really, what a nice,
beautiful town.
And the fact that that would go on in
just
Jersey,
keep yourself
like
covered so you don't get bit down.
Well, no. Yeah, I don't know what that. Will you stop? That probably was a spider in the house or something like that.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Spiders.
Sure. Well, I mean, you do live in the middle of nowhere, so you never know. Could be some strange creature.
Hey, what happened with the FBI and the mayor of Lake City? This is good. You know, and again, this you can't make this stuff up,
right.
Man. So the mayor of Lake City, his house was raided by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
That's correct.
Did Comey show up just to check it out, just for the heck of it?
Yeah. No, these were agents in good standing.
Right.
So.
But 3 weeks earlier, he gets arrested.
These are real FBI agents.
But 3 weeks earlier, he gets arrested for assaulting
was
people.
Was he arrested for that?
I believe he was.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't?
But last year, when Mayor Don Guardian was at my New Year's Eve party, I introduced him to the crowd as one of the few mayors of Atlantic City to make it through his whole term without being arrested.
Or indicted, okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
now,
so you put the Malocchio
on
the new mayor.
Let's look at recent Atlantic City mayors, right? So you had Robert Levy, who was elected mayor in 2006, suddenly disappeared in 2007.
Yeah, remember that?
Amid rumors.
Was he the lifeguard, that guy?
No, he made up military service to get a better veterans pension.
Lord.
Then, 1991.
Yeah, good thing senators don't do that.
James Ussery, who'd been mayor for 6 years, he pled guilty to campaign finance, took a bribe, essentially, a campaign finance violation. 1984, Michael Matthews was charged with extortion, bribery, and conspiracy, okay? And we all remember the role that Atlantic City played in AppScam. Then, so Mayor Don Guardian, he takes $10,000 that's meant for the local Democratic Party, and he says, even though the check's written out to the local Democratic Party, he instead puts it in his own campaign bank account. And they say, hey, wait a minute. That's for us, not for you. Okay,
yeah,
then there's
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he's in this brawl at this nightclub, which he has to address next week as part of a summons. They announced Cape May Prosecutor's Office, because they took it out of Atlantic County, said they're not filing charges. But if you look at this brawl at 2:20 in the morning outside the Golden Nugget, it's not tiddlywinks here. This is serious stuff. So then yesterday comes around. FBI confirms that they executed a search warrant at the mayor's house. They take out computers and all sorts of other things.
What is that all about?
And the IRS was involved too, right?
All sorts of federal and local law enforcement.
You know, again, and Frank was the mayor was on our show, and it was fine, everything. But Frank Morano and I would figure, how did Don Guardian not get reelected?
Well, voter fraud. He lost through voter fraud. And this is documented. It's not me saying this.
This is
a really serious situation. And then, you know, while we were doing that show from the Ocean Resort, one of the many local Atlantic City residents that we have listened to us came down and said, Joe, if you really want to make news, ask the mayor what he did before
did
9 years
see
ago.
That? Did you
yeah.
see that?
Yeah. yeah. And yeah. then, you know, you're a gentleman. You're not going to cause controversy like that when we're a guest in the mayor's town and he's kind enough to wake up at 7 a.m. to come on our show. But, you know, no one knows what this guy was doing for a living prior to 9 years ago.
You know what's sad? Because the town's coming back.
Exactly.
The town's coming back. But Dodd Gardy is it about, talk about Atlantic City, and forgive us, and we'll go to Major Garrett in a second, Congressman King, but I love talking about a place that I love, Atlantic City, where I cut my teeth, man, down there. It's still a great place to go. Dodd Gardy said, when you go in, because Joey was there watching, he was down, my son was down there just the other day. He said, you know, the abandoned casinos are still there. Don said, Mayor Guardian said, knock them down. They should knock, what is taking so long? When you first come in, there's Caesars there, which is great, on your way to Ocean Resort, which we love. But then there's the old Trump property. Knock them down, no?
Oh, 100%.
Clean them up and make them like, I don't know, some kind of beachfront situation.
Any number of things.
Right. All that's going on in the world, we're talking about Atlantic City. The big story, of course, is the loss of President George Bush, but it's a celebration. It's sad. Celebrate this man's stellar service to the United States of America.
Absolutely.
I mean, George H.W. Bush, really, and he's lying in state now. So, and Major Garrett's going to join us. He wrote a new book called Mr. Trump's Wild Ride. And Major Garrett, one of the great journalists on the scene today, and Congressman Peter King with us as well. Debbie Duhaime with us, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Hiya, Debbie. We thought we'd start the radio show about now.
Let's start. Yeah, we're ready now.
Deb, how are we doing traffic-wise out there on AM 970? The Answer.
Good morning, Joe, Frank, Allen, everybody. Let's see what's happening here on the Sawmill South into Roaring Brook Road into Chappaqua. That's an accident. Sprain south at the Bronx River Parkway, an accident there. Traffic building southbound Thruway at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB 40, Lincoln 30, Holland about 35. Garden State Parkway south at 143. It's an accident, so busy in both directions there. 18 north in New Brunswick, an accident was cleaned up. Jackie Robinson eastbound as you get out toward the area of Jamaica Ave. That's an accident to deal with. And stop and go on the westbound belt by Kennedy Airport with an accident. LIE West at Maurice Ave. Accident out by the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Grand Central Parkway westbound right past the LIE. An accident there. Sponsored by Eggland's Best. A better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. There's nothing like Eggland's Best eggs. More of the farm fresh taste you love. Superior nutrition, too, for your family. Only the best. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Cloudy today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Make your Burlington store your one-stop holiday shop. Save on great gifts for everyone, like watches, gift baskets, wireless audio, sweaters, drones, toys. The brands you love, up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, there's a glitch in the newly completed CVS Health Aetna merger. Though the Justice Department approved the deal with conditions, a federal judge still must okay the merger. The judge is considering requiring CVS and Aetna to keep the businesses separate while he considers the merger's implications. The American Medical Association has expressed concerns about the merger reducing competition in health care. Sears Home Services business could be sold. The New York Post says Ace Hardware and investment fund Centerbridge Partners are looking at making an offer for the unit. Sears Holdings filed for bankruptcy reorganization on October 15th. Sears has been taking bids for parts of the company and also from liquidators who want to shut units down. The Dow was up 287 yesterday. NASDAQ gained 110, S&P up 30. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, like their first taste of guacamole.
Ew, gross.
And 4% cash back when you take your kids to the museum for the first time.
Whoa, buddy, don't touch that.
No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy. Rock.com Studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Wicked the Musical has been on Broadway for 15 amazing years. I'm Valerie Smaldone, inviting you to join me on my Saturday morning radio show for a Bagels and Broadway special, For Good, celebrating 15 years of Wicked on Broadway, Saturday morning at 9.
Wednesday night, Mount St. Mary travels to Carnesecca Arena to take on the St. John's Red Storm. Coverage begins with a pregame show at 6:10, tip-off at 6:30. Catch all the exciting action right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Everybody's making money at it except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors. Talk to us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your online marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to SurroundNewYork.com. That's SurroundNewYork.com.
Hey, Piscopo, in the morning, Major Garrett is standing by. Major has a new book called Mr. Trump's Wild Ride. You don't want to miss Major. I want to tell you about Dino and Harry's, if I may. It's in Hoboken, New Jersey. It's the number one steakhouse in all of New Jersey. Seafood, chicken dishes, fresh vegetables, unbelievable appetizers. The steaks, I don't eat red meat. I keep telling you this generally, but when I do, I go to Dino and Harry's right there in 14th Street in Hoboken, New Jersey, baby. The hometown of Francis Albert. The decor is beautiful. Dino is there. Dino will greet you when you walk in. That's what I love about Dino and Harry's. And it's a neighborhood, like it's a neighborhood bar feel, you know, but the decor is gorgeous, like going to a turn of the century saloon with the vaulted ceilings and the tile floors and the enormous windows, hand-carved cherry wood bar. You're going to love Dino and Harry's. Go online, please, to dinoandharrys.com. Check out the menu. Make reservations. Here's the number for Dino and Harry's. 201-659-6202. 201-659-6202. It's right there on 14th Street in Hoboken, New Jersey, baby. Make reservations today. You tell them that your pally Joey Piscopo sent you.
Due to the game, Kevin McCullough Radio, today at 420 on AM 970, The Answer. Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 727. Major Garrett is the chief White House correspondent for CBS News, author of the new book, Mr. Trump's Wild Ride, The Thrills, Chills, Screams, and Occasional Blackouts of an Extraordinary Presidency. Major Garrett, what a privilege to have you on the show, man. Welcome and a good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Joe. It's my privilege to be on your show. It's just great to be with you. Thank you for the time.
Now, you're Major Garrett, man. I'm like a news junkie, and you are really great at what you do. And I know we criticize the mainstream media, but you are objective. You are out there. You're doing such a great job. And here I'm reading ads for my favorite restaurant, Dino and Harry's, before we bring you on. So,
but that's a great read, man. And I want to go to that place. Just listen to you.
If I walk into Dino and Harry's with Major Garrett from CBS News, the chief White House correspondent. Major, I swear to goodness, you are so on. You are so on. Do you work mostly out of Washington? You're pretty much down in Washington, right? Well, if you come to New York, you have the...
My career in Washington started in 1990, so I've been here ever since.
Yeah, God bless you, man. I'll tell you, well, you're more than welcome to go to Hoboken, New Jersey, baby. Come on, when you're ready. Major, what happened...
I want to see if you and I can figure this out, or you and I walk in together.
I am so... It will make news. in Hoboken, baby. If you go major, I will sing "Fly Me to the Moon" with the piano player at Dino and Harry's. Well, actually, it could be ugly, but it'll be fun nonetheless. Major Garrett and Joe Piscopo. I'm so down. Hey, Mr. Trump's Wild Ride, the name of Major's book. And before we get there, Major, if I may, President Bush lying in state at the Rotunda. All good. It worked out. What happened yesterday? And who were the notable mourners there, sir?
Well, of course, all of official congressional Washington there, and so many of the key members of President George Herbert Walker Bush's cabinet was there. Mike Pence, the vice president, gave a tremendous set of remarks linking not only George H.W. Bush to the presidency, to Congress, but to his son, Mike Pence's son, a Marine aviator, George Herbert Walker Bush, a naval aviator.
Right.
Those remarks were as good as you can get, as well as the tributes from the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, the Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, and so many luminaries in the George Herbert Walker Bush cabinet there to say he mattered. He won election in 88, lost in 92. At the time, his presidency looked like something approximating a failure. In retrospect, with the distance and perspective of time, It looks better. It looks a lot better. And that's one thing every president I've ever covered has always said about the office and the burdens. I'm not going to worry as much as you might think I will worry about today's decision measured by today's standards. I have to think about today's decision measured by the test of time.
Wow.
And that's harder than it sounds. That's really hard to do because so much of our politics is instantaneous. Judgments are harsh and immediate. And this office requires a kind of patience and a kind of confidence in the longer-term evaluation of what you've done. That's hard. It doesn't come naturally.
Yeah, well said, Major. Did you have occasion to have many personal interactions with President George H.W. Bush?
I did not. I covered his presidency when I first arrived in Washington, literally, Joe, wet behind the ears, know nothing, ignorant reporter, just trying to figure out where the bathrooms are in Washington, D.C. So 1990-92, the time of his presidency, I was covering Congress. A lot was going on. The Bush White House was very energetic, even though the Congress was Democratic and hostile.
They got
a tremendous amount of work done.
Yeah.
And then my first presidential campaign was 1992. So I saw H.W. Bush in New Hampshire, saw Pat Buchanan there. Let's remember, that failed challenge to George H.W. Bush was not only from the conservative right, but from the economic nationalist populist right and the hard line on immigration right. And what does that sound like now? Pat Buchanan was foreshadowing the kind of movement that Donald Trump set in motion and vaulted himself to the presidency on in 2016.
That's very interesting that you make that observation, Major. But see, the thing is, what people are forgetting, Major, and then I want to talk about the book, Mr. Trump's Wild Ride. But I think H.W. would have won. He would have won if it wasn't for Ross Perot. And I've only heard that mentioned once. I mean, Ross Perot took 19% of the vote. At least 2/3 of that would have gone to President Bush, correct?
Ross Perot was a significant downdraft in 92. And it took those Republicans who were upset with George Herbert Walker Bush over tax increases. You remember, he said famously in 88, we all remember,
read my lips, no taxes. Yeah.
And he changed it. And for ideological Republicans and no-tax Reagan Republicans, that was just unforgivable. All the other things he did notwithstanding, they just couldn't get over that. Plus, the recession was deepening, and there was just a sense that Washington wasn't functioning. And Ross Perot came in there and said, I can fix it. I covered his campaign for the time it lasted during that spring. People forget in 92, Ross Perot was leading the polls, not just a challenger. He was leading in the polls for the presidency, and then things spun out of control. But the Perot factor was real, but it spoke to this thing that Pat Buchanan first touched on, and then Ross Perot capitalized on, which was Republican dissatisfaction with a bipartisan president cutting deals with Democrats. And, Joe, that's another interesting thing about this. George H.W. Bush is really kind of a transitional figure in our political way of thinking about loyalty to party and intense loyalty to your partisan ideology and approach. He didn't have that loyalty, and he paid the price for it. And most politicians haven't made that same mistake or tried to avoid making that mistake since.
Yeah, Major Garrett with Piscopo in the Morning. Major, the chief White House correspondent for CBS News, has a great new book called Mr. Trump's Wild Ride, which has just gotten rave reviews, Major Garrett. What inspired you to write this book, sir?
So I've been covering the American presidency for the better part of 20 years and then Congress for 10 years before that. And I covered the Trump campaign. I opened the book, Joe, as you know, by saying, you know, I missed some things. I blew it. I blew some things. Here I have all this experience. I'm supposed to be a know-it-all. I'm not a know-it-all. And I wanted to approach my readers admitting that straight up to say, look, any journalist who comes at you after the 2016 campaign says, I knew everything. I had it all figured out. Well, they're probably, well, they're certainly fooling themselves and they're trying to fool you. So I want to try to take this moment and say we have all this heavy emotional reaction to President Trump and the sense of either I love him so much or I can't stand him and I hate him and he's ruining America is so pronounced. There's really nobody in the middle about, well, what is the Donald Trump presidential experience like? And I wanted to be, as much as I could, the journalist who just tells people what's happened, what's likely to last from the Trump presidency. And I don't get involved, Joe, at all, as I know you've looked at the book, with telling people to like or dislike this president. I don't weigh in on that at all. What I do tell you is what's already happened, what are legacy items of this presidency, and how they happened and how President Trump made them happen. It's journalism. It's what I've done my whole life. And I thought if any topic deserved that kind of treatment, it was this one.
You know what, Major? God bless you for doing that, man. Because it's everybody's so slanted one way or the other. I love the way you approach this and you went after this like this. Hey, let me tell you, too, and I, my goodness, Major, I could talk to you for an hour. We'll save that for the dinner at Dino and Harry's. When we talk, but when one-on-one, Major Garrett, Donald J. Trump, you must have had little interaction there. Give us the insight on that, if you would.
Well, look, he is a formidable and charming person. He has a tremendous sense of presence. When he walks into any room or walks into any place, he owns it and he knows it. And that projection of his sense of confidence and strength and charm is unmistakable. Every politician at that high level has it, but Donald Trump has it to a different degree. And that's one of the reasons he has this rapturous relationship with his Trump supporters. Joe, I've been to more than 100 Trump rallies. About 20 as president and about 80 during the campaign. I've seen this process. It's unlike anything I've ever seen in American politics terms of people really feeling an emotional and deeply, like an intense, he's mine, I'm with him, we're together. We're together in this thing. And that's why I think sometimes the media doesn't understand that when it is covering this president, those supporters feel kind of left out. And one thing I did in the book, Joe, is their voices, Trump supporters' voices, run through the book. I wanted their voices represented as well because I met them. I talked to them. I got to know them. And they're a part of this conversation nationally. And they're in the book as well.
And now you had an exclusive interview with Jared Kushner. What did he tell you about the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Major?
So thank you for noticing that because it's really important in this context. So during the transition, President-elect Trump told Jared, you're in charge of establishing my most important foreign policy relationships. And there are two segments in the book where Jared, on the record, talks about how the relationship with the Saudi kingdom got started. He talked to Mohammed bin Salman, the heir apparent, the current crown prince, all the time during the transition. And it was Jared Kushner and the crown prince who put together that first presidential trip to Saudi Arabia, the first time that's ever happened in American history. And laid down a marker in the region that America is going to be different under Donald Trump in terms of Iran, Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the entire complex of issues there. And one of the reasons President Trump has been less willing than maybe some Republicans and lots of Democrats want him to be in criticizing or changing the relationship with Saudi Arabia because of Jared Kushner's relationship with the Crown Prince, number one, and number two, how this president believes there needs to be a counterweight in the region to Iran, and Saudi Arabia is it. And that's more important than almost anything else. And if you want to learn how that all got started, you can hear it from Jared Kushner on the record in my book.
And Henry Kissinger had some interesting advice for Jared Kushner on the diplomatic front, didn't he?
With China. He said, look, one of the things the Chinese always want to figure out is what's the bottom line. They don't know who your dad is. They don't know what his approach is going to be. Use that unpredictability as a strength. Keep them off guard. And Joe, you might remember, I certainly do, because it was a breaking news story. We all got freaked out about it at the time during the transition. President-elect Trump takes a call from the Taiwanese president. Everyone in the foreign policy establishment freaks out. Jared Kushner said they were able to use that phone call and the questions about whether President Trump, once inaugurated, would keep the one China policy. Mm-hmm. Keeping it was no issue. He was always going to keep it, but he takes the call from the Taiwanese to do what? To get the Chinese a bit rattled.
That's
then they set up the summit
at
Mar-a-Lago. It establishes a personal relationship between President Xi and President Trump. That's a microcosm of how this president deals with these big issues. Again, all on the record from Jared Kushner in the book.
Major Garrett, Chief White House correspondent for CBS News, has a great new book. You got to check out Mr. Trump's Wild Ride, The Thrills, Chills, Screams, and Occasional Blackouts of an Extraordinary Presidency. And Major Garrett also has a great podcast. You just want to Google Major Garrett. Major, truly an honor having you on the show. You are just one of the great ones covering the president. And I'm telling you, Dino and Harry's, Hoboken, New Jersey, baby. You are so on.
We're going to work it out. We are going to do that.
We would love that. Major, thank you so much for taking the time today. You're most gracious with your time,
sir.
Thank you, Major. Major Garrett right there. Mr. Trump's Wild Ride. Congressman Peter King coming up momentarily. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
38 degrees at 740. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Three people facing charges following a brawl in Brooklyn that sent multiple people to the hospital. Police say the fight broke out between two FedEx drivers and people leaving a funeral in Sunset Park yesterday afternoon. According to authorities, one of the delivery drivers accidentally hit a mourner, which sparked the melee. Two FedEx drivers and one other person have been arrested. Three people were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. FedEx put out a statement saying they are aware of what happened and cooperating with authorities to determine the facts. Anyone planning on making this year's SantaCon perhaps a bit too festive should note that all beverages are being banned from all trains, buses, and light rail Saturday and Sunday morning. The rail company, New Jersey Transit, has announced that from all day December 8th and early December 9th, no drink of any sort, open or closed, will be permitted. The rule will be strictly enforced. SantaCon's notorious bar crawls, during which winter holiday-style clothes are worn, will be occurring December 8th in both Princeton and Manhattan. In sports, Knicks came up short in a 110-107 loss to the Wizards. Nets gave up a dunk to Alec Burks in the closing seconds, lost 99-97 to the Cavaliers. Devils fell behind 3-0 midway through the game, lost 5-1 to the Lightning. Monday Night Football, Eagles kept their playoff hopes alive, a 28-13 win over the Redskins. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's take it out to the subways. On the Uptown Q train, delays with signal problems. New Jersey Transit, Metro North, LIRR on time. Five canceled trains with New Jersey Transit. Inbound GWB upper level. Collision cleared an hour in there. Lincoln 35, Holland about 40 to 45. Garden State Parkway South really busy at 143C into Irvington with an accident. 80 West, exit 63, a crash. Another one by 61 getting out toward Elmwood Park. And we're still seeing slowdowns on the southbound Thruway heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Expect some delays on the Sawmill South into Chappaqua with a collision just cleared out of the way. And it's still stop and go on the Jackie Robinson East getting out toward the area of Jamaica Ave with an accident. Stop and go still as you head to the LIE West at Maurice Avenue. Accident blocking the left lane. Partly cloudy today, high of 42. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Congressman Peter King standing by. Are you or your parents' assets protected from nursing home bills? You know, these bills can exceed $15,000 a month. You know what I'm talking about. People work their entire lives to live comfortably in retirement, to leave their hard-earned dollars to loved ones or charities of their choice. But when people become ill and need to go to a nursing home, receive home care, the bills can drain your assets, leaving many people bankrupt. The good news is that you can prevent that from happening if you what? You plan in advance. That's right. You can keep your control and your choice over your assets. Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can customize a plan that specifically protects your interests, including your home. Schedule a free initial consultation with a Connors and Sullivan attorney to discuss your issues and concerns. They're in Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, and on Staten Island. It's a 718 number, 238-6500, 718-238-6500. You could also visit them at ConnorsandSullivan.com. Don't let nursing home bills take your life savings and leave you and your loved ones bankrupt. Call Connors and Sullivan today. They'll help you protect your assets and prevent bankruptcy.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Congressman Peter King represents Long Island, and he's a member of the House Homeland Security Committee and House Intelligence Committee. Congressman King, so great to have you with us always, and a good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you, Joe. How's it going?
We are doing okay. We're in the holiday spirit. And I don't know how you do it going back and forth to Washington, and then you got to do all the Christmas shopping for the kids and the grandkids, Peter. But you don't do it. You don't do it at all. I mean, you hand it off to Rosemary. Is that right?
Yeah, I am pretty useless with that. I mean, I'm perfect in everything else, but when it comes to picture shopping and decorating and all that, no, Rosemary handles all that. And I handle all the, you know, the big stuff, like the league baseball games. She handles the house money and dealing with Joe Piscopo in Staten Island.
I tell you, I don't know. You're a great family guy, Congressman King, and we love that about you and being so true to your constituents there. Jumping to, if we can, Peter, to the international stage, sure. This whole Khashoggi thing, I mean, what's the latest in the investigation? Should we be worried about it? Did the president handle this the right way?
I don't think he handled it exactly the right way. Listen, the bottom line is it's important to keep a relationship with Saudi Arabia. Now, they do need us more than we need them, so that the president could have used more leverage on them. But bottom line is there are not many good guys in that part of the world. You have Israel, you have the King of Jordan, you have a few others. But for the most part, you're dealing with a bad group of people. And you have to take what allies you can. And the Saudis have been extremely helpful for their own reasons. But we have mutual interest in fighting Iran, fighting Al-Qaeda, fighting ISIS. They give tremendous intelligence to us. And again, not because they're good guys, but because it's another interest. It's a common interest. Like in World War II, we had an alliance with Stalin, who was one of the world's worst dictators. But here's the deal. When you kill someone the way they did, and there's no doubt the prince was behind it one way or the other, whether it was directly or indirectly, as far as I'm concerned, he's responsible. We should use it as an opportunity to leverage on them, to tell them that they have to clean up their act. You know, they're never going to be a Jeffersonian democracy, but maybe to me, we could use it as an opportunity to, you know, lean on them a bit and just tell them you can't be carrying on like this if you want to be in the community of nations. Back with time at Tiananmen Square, that's what Richard Nixon was urging that we do. Use that as an opportunity to put some pressure on China. Again, but it makes no sense to cut off our relationship with them because right now it saves American lives. Like dealing with the Saudis, it saves American lives. Now, back in 9/11, they were complicit, I believe. In fact, I'm sort of an enemy of the Saudis because I led the fight in Congress to allow 9/11 families to sue Saudi Arabia.
Yes, you did,
by
sir.
By the way, people who are criticizing President Trump right now, they forget that President Obama vetoed that bill, and we overrode it. It's the only time in his 8 years that we were able to override a veto, and it was a legislation riot against the Saudis. And they had all their lobbyists working against me. So I have no love for the Saudis at all. But I'm just saying that when it comes to our interests, we have to keep relationship. The president, I think, was a little too apologetic for the Saudis. He was basically not being tough enough, at least on the language, and he should have done it behind the scenes, but more pressure. Having said that, the bottom line is, though, it is important we keep the relationship. We are doing that, and President Trump conducts himself at least as well as President Obama ever did.
You know what? I remember that distinctly. And you didn't even put that in your reelection ads, Peter King. That was, and that's something that I think people were really holding true to their heart, the way you said, yes, you should be able to go after the Saudis. God bless you for doing that. And people forget. And thank you for bringing that up this morning, Congressman. Barack Obama, he didn't go along with you in that regard, correct?
No, he vetoed it. He vetoed the bill.
Oh,
he vetoed it. We had to go back and then veto, and we had to override the veto.
Yeah, and thanks for the fight, Peter. We always appreciate that. Hey, Peter, James Comey. The House Republicans have issued a subpoena for James Comey. Were you involved in that decision at all?
No, that's not the committee of mine, but I fully support what they want to do. There are a lot of questions for Comey. I mean, he's going to try and talk to me even in this session. But there's a lot of inconsistencies. And I had always been a Comey supporter. I thought I sort of bought into that Boy Scout image. But since then, seeing some of the cheap shots he's taken, some of the things he says publicly that are different from what he told us privately. Like he told us, for instance, the FBI did not believe that General Flynn lied and that there was no link at all between Flynn and Russia. And now he says he doesn't remember saying that. Well, I was there. I know what he said. So he's become really a political animal on all those things. So there's a lot of questions for him about the Clinton investigation, about why he began the investigation, the Trump campaign, all of that,
Hey, Congressman King, is there going to be a government shutdown, sir?
I hope not. You know, going back to Washington today, we're going to have the funeral for President Bush tomorrow, but all votes are off for this week. So we're off to next week. The president has extended the deadline to December 21st. I'm hoping we can find a way to work this out without shutting the government down, because nobody wins on that. And to be shutting down the Department of Homeland Security at a time when all this is going on, to me, can be counterproductive. But on the other hand, the Democrats have to give on at least something on this wall, and that's what we have to fight for.
Congressman Peter King with Piscopo. Before we let you go, sir, Nancy Pelosi is going to be speaker again. How are you feeling about that, Congressman King?
Not good. I mean, listen, this you know, the left wing has really taken over the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Personally, I get along with Nancy Pelosi. She's not a bad person. Yes, she's one of yours, Charlie. Come on, you know.
I know. We honor her when we go to the Italian affairs down there. Yeah. She could not be nicer, but politically. But, you know, you work in such a great bipartisan way, Congressman, so you should be able to work with it. But, I mean, what's the tone of the House when she takes over? Is it going to be that progressive left, do you think?
Yeah. Actually, believe it or not, she may look somewhat conservative compared to the others that have taken over.
Yeah.
But, I disagree with Nancy 95% of the time. I don't think we should demonize him, but it's going to be tough because, listen, Chuck Schumer, they're picking Chuck Schumer's house because he's too conservative. They're doing sit-ins in Nancy Pelosi's office because
they're
not liberal enough. I mean, that's how the world has gone.
No,
it's going to be a different world, and it's going to be tough, and people are going to regret what they did back in November. So,
Congressman Peter King, we appreciate you fighting for us, Congressman King. Always proud to have you on the show, sir. And we got to get when you're back in New York, you're going to go down, you come back. We got to get together for the holidays just for a drink, if nothing else.
We'll get together with yourself. It'd be great.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you.
God bless. Love to the family, sir. Congressman Peter King right there doing a great job representing Long Island. And just a true everything great about a public servant is in Congressman King. The guy's a neighborhood guy, Debbie. You know what I mean?
He's great.
He really is a nice man working so hard for the folks in New York. In Washington, D.C., as you are doing on the roads of the city of New York. Debbie, how are we looking out there this morning on this Tuesday, Deb?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. It's busy on the LIE westbound getting out toward Maurice Avenue. Accident blocking the left lane. Eastbound LIE at Glen Cove Road. An accident there. Also, if you're going to be taking a spin right now to the Grand Central Parkway westbound, accident just cleared right past the LIE. 33 still closed by Colts Neck Road and Howell. Accident with a down pole and down wires. Inbound GWB an hour. Lincoln 35, Holland about 35 as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. Telling you about Durasan, Durasan.com. Boom. That's all you got to worry about, Durasan.com. You got to see, if you're watching on TV, on YouTube and Facebook, on AM970TheAnswer.com, or at Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter, I can reach within my jacket pocket here, in my suit pocket, and I'll take out, look at this. You see that, what I'm holding right there? It's a hand sanitizer that no one knows I have. I love it. It says AM970TheAnswer, hand sanitizer right there. Alcohol-free, long-lasting, no odor, and it's got my face on it. And so no one knows, because like you could slip it. It's like a credit card shape, and it's got Durasan in it. It's not sticky. It lasts for 24 hours. So when I do this, and you hear me do this, see, that's Durasan. Now my hand's good for 24 hours, and my microphone.
See, my microphone's now fresh. I don't need Al to sanitize my microphone. 24 hours. If you use something else, no names mentioned, Purell, it lasts 10 seconds. Boom. On. It's sticky. It doesn't smell right. No. You want to use Durasan. It reduces significantly the growth of major pathogens like MRSA, E. coli, Salmonella, many others approved by the FDA. And by the way, we had the mosquito in the that was very funny. Matt posted me and Frank trying to kill this mosquito. In December in the radio studio. But if you got to check out the tick and mosquito spray from Durasan. Please go to Durasan, especially if you're in charge of a hospital or any kind of school, casino, or a stadium, house of worship. You want to put Durasan in your facility. You will get 20% off if you mention the Joe Piscopo Show. Perfect for home and business. Bottles, wipes, pocket sprays, antimicrobial soap. Again, flea and tick spray and mosquito spray. All guaranteed to work better than what you're using now. Durasan.com. 844-DURASAN. 844-387-4726. And 5% of the sales will be donated to the Boys and Girls Club of New Jersey.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220 or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I, Gift Baskets.com.
You're a producer, Frankie. You know these things, you know? Listen, we'll catch up. I know Al is going nuts with the waving of the finger and bringing everything together. I understand. Unless we're talking about Al, unless we're talking about beer, we really got to pick it up. But you're right, Al. Well, here we go. I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. You're tired of dealing with dummies? We want you to call Route 22 Toyota, please. All right, I'm going to give you past 8 o'clock. It's 7:56 right now. And I want you to call 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Right there, Route 22 West at Hillside, New Jersey. You're going to love Route 22 Toyota, please. Alex Kinsella is there. He'll give you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now we want you to experience a smart way to service. We want you to get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. First five callers, next 5 minutes, plus you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. This is great. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. Check out that state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. By popular demand, we'll have the dummy back. Frank, I called Iggy. He goes, Joe, you know, that dummy looks like you. And you know what? Think about it. It does.
He does.
It does. But you don't have to deal with dummies. Just call 855-621-9949 for a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Maggie Johnson is in for Joe Lundberg. Hi, Maggie. How you doing this morning?
Well, I'm a little under the weather.
Oh, girl.
But I'm here.
Oh, okay. Look at your dedication, sweetheart.
Sorry.
Look at you. Working
I
so
sound terrible.
You
Sorry.
Don't. You don't. We appreciate it. There's character to your voice. Weather-wise, it's not so bad today. It's kind of nice. It's a little chilly walking to work today in Wall Street. How's it going to do in New York for the rest of the day, Maggie?
It's chilly, but it's bright out. There will be some clouds mixed in, but it's going to be windy. And that's just going to be the feel of the day. We'll get to 41. It'll feel like it's in the 20s. Tonight, the wind dies down. We drop down to 27 in the city, closer to 20 in many suburbs. And then tomorrow and Thursday, the weather stays quiet. We'll have sunshine mixed with clouds. With less wind, it won't be as harsh. We'll get to 36 tomorrow and back up to about 40 on Thursday.
Oh, God bless you. You did great, Maggie. Thank you. We appreciate the dedication. Maggie Johnson right there with a little bit of a laryngitis. That, oh, we love. Don't you love people show up sick? I love that. Curtis Ellis is going to join us in the next hour, senior policy advisor with America First Policy. He will meticulously break down all the good things Donald Trump is doing. Mike Gallagher, Professor Alan Dershowitz, Radio Piscopo, live from New York.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
37 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York City Corrections Department, not a fan of new technology. The agency vowing to continue to use fax machines for handling bail requests. City council members pressed officials from the department during a hearing yesterday, asking why they don't upgrade to phone, texts, and email. Agency leaders said it would be too difficult to move away from fax machines. Advocates argue it takes longer for people to be released on bail because of the old technology. Officials and teachers complaining about poor conditions at a school in Staten Island. Community meeting was held at PS25 Monday night to discuss problems in classrooms. Teachers say many of the air conditioners and heaters don't work. Congressman-elect Max Rose calling on the city's Department of Education to fix issues at the school. The DOE has put out a statement saying they're monitoring conditions at PS25.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.